Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, Nina's Drive. Today I'm talking more about what I was just recording, actually. All that stuff about abundance and attracting and the literal formula of life, like manifestation, all that. I'm continuing from basically, I ended the other one at 1815, I think. So this is 1816, okay? I'm basically splitting this episode in half because it's very important and it has truly transformed my life, and I need to share this with the world so that you guys can also live life through this great perspective and through this formula of life. So what I was doing in my previous one is reading out loud the notes that I have scrambled down within the collective month of April. Yes, they don't make sense to anyone, not even me, because I wrote down half a thought for literally every line. But to get to the point, this is what I wrote. Nothing is a big deal unless you make it a big deal. Don't blame society of what you've learned. Blaming is resistance. What we learned last time, basically resistance is a synonym to negativity. And you don't feed any of your manifestations with resistance. Stop resisting, let go. Tame Impala, I'm really quoting all of these artists right now. Bob Marley, Tame Impala. All of this stuff, as Tame Impala says, let it happen. Literally, let it happen. Stop trying to control your life, your outcome. You know, like, the only way you can control your life is through your feeling. You can control your feeling, but you cannot control what happens after that. That is why you control from the root, which is the feeling, which is the language of the universe. And if you don't control that, don't get upset that you cannot, that you don't like the outcome of whatever you're emitting. It's just resistance. You're being resistant, and resistance is not a synonym for abundance. Everything is supposed to work out the way it's supposed to work out. You are the creator, but everything, yeah, life is like a genie. Basically, you're the creator. You tell the genie what you like. Genie gives life to you the way genie likes to give it to you, but through your terms. Does this make sense? Do I sound crazy? I hope not. This is the best way I can explain it. I think this is the most digestible way as well. But you really narrow down into the idea of not blaming, because that's also very resistant. For example, I literally blamed no one, but I know I blamed something. For about a year, because I did not like my apartment that much last year. And I was like, oh, if I had... Oh, you know what? I blamed myself for a while, actually. If I had searched more, then I wouldn't be in this tricky situation of a building that I don't love. And this was basically the synonym of resistance, because all the universe heard was, don't like apartment. And it didn't give me a reason to like it after that. Does that make sense? Once I started finding the beauty, like the way the sun shines in, now I live in my dream apartment, which I wrote down in my journal the day that I found it. I woke up that morning, I'm like, I'm on mission, find dream apartment, okay? I'm grateful for this. I love the windows. I love light. I love sunlight. I love my balcony, the public balcony that I had in my previous one, but it was always busy. But I didn't write that down. I just said, I love being able to see the world from above here through a building. And I love being next to a church. That day, I go to my yoga teacher's house. And she is talking about moving. And her apartment is literally what I described as my perfect apartment. There's cute, cozy little corners. The heating works amazing. And I do like a warm environment. And there's a private individual balcony, and I love that. And there's window on the roof, there's window to my left, to my right, windows everywhere, and it's so perfect. And that's because I started focusing on what I did value and what I was grateful for. So I totally went off on a tangent there. Let's go back to my little paragraph. Nothing is a big deal unless you make it a big deal. Yes, I hope that's spoken as it is. That really is all there is to it. I mean, yeah, okay, you know what? Think of that one time. Think of embarrassments. When that one time Ariana Grande was performing at the Victoria's Secret show and the Victoria's Secret angel accidentally knocked her out. Like, she fully wiped Ariana out. But Ariana just laughed it off and kept singing. So it wasn't embarrassing. Yes, there were videos online, but it wasn't like, oh my god, that's so embarrassing. It was like, what a queen. She literally just kept going. Like, literal slay for her, because that was amazing. Like, she literally just kept her cool and kept going. Also, Ariana is like a literal queen at manifesting. Have you not heard that Sweetener album where she has an entire song with the 432 hertz in the background, or like a positive beat? I think it's the 432, but I'm not sure. That one song called Successful, and she just repeats over and over, successful, successful. It feels so good to be this young, have this fun, be successful, all of that stuff. Like, that is literally manifestation and feeling good. You feel good after you listen to that, while you listen to it. And that's the whole point of manifesting. You have to feel good, no matter the circumstance. Nothing's a big deal if you don't make it a big deal. If you get embarrassed about something, move on, ignore, next page, next chapter, next sentence. Don't get embarrassed, don't stop, just own it. Confidence. Be confident in yourself. Be confident in yourself. And don't blame. Because if you blame, that's an exact synonym of resistance. You're not taking accountability. Like, blaming will only further you from the people you blame. Or if you blame yourself, then people are going to be like, okay, I don't like this energy. Why does this person keep blaming themselves? It's oftentimes our perspective about stuff isn't that bad. We just have to zoom out. Because the human brain naturally does that. We amplify all the negative things in our life because that's just subconsciously how we're wired. But once you switch into the perspective of happiness and gratitude, it takes less of your energy. I promise it's worth it. Yeah, so I'm going to read the next three sentences I have written down to see if anyone here in this room understands what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say, because I don't. The desire to live with no need for self-explanation. If you can't explain yourself, then you're deemed as, oh, wait, this was just me talking about how I didn't enjoy a class because I had to explain myself because I didn't have a valid explanation. And then I felt that I couldn't explain it. Then I was automatically incorrect and looked at as not intelligent. But that's not a part of it. Why did I write it down here? Okay, catalysts for change. What does that mean? One second. All right, so what I think that I meant to say with the catalyst for change sentence is that life does not stop. It's like this voice recording. If I stop talking, it's still going to continue recording. It's just going to be awkward silence. Exactly like that. So that's how life goes. And if you stop, it's still going to keep going. So you are the catalyst here of change, because change is time. Change is basically another word for time. Imagine life like a voice memo and it doesn't stop. You are the only reason that it can change for the better or for the worse. So you have to really live your life with the vision of what you want, because sooner or later you're going to get there, or you're going to get somewhere. So might as well make it where you want to get to. Live your life with your vision, because life isn't going to stop for you. Time isn't going to stop for you. It's simply up to you. You are the catalyst to your own life. Yeah. Okay, that's all. I'm going to stop yapping here. I'm going to cut it short. So thank you all for listening, and I hope this reached whoever it needed to reach, and thank you for staying. Okay, bye.